Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Jefferson Matters Main Street is our chairperson for this year's Community Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony, which is actually taking place later this week on Thursday, December 6th, is Angie Reese-Heiser joining us now. So thank you very much, Angie, for being on. And I got to tell you, every single year that this event is put on here in Jefferson, it just seems to take on different components, and this year it seems that you've expanded it to include even more groups and more activities. Tell us about this year's event.
Okay, Thursday, December 6th, we'll kick off the Christmas holidays in Jefferson with the annual Christmas tree lighting held in the Thomas Jefferson Gardens. This year, the Chamber of Commerce, Jefferson Matters Main Street, Thomas Jefferson Gardens, Friends of the Library, and the Bell Tower Community Foundation have all been involved in the planning. Okay, so here is a quick rundown of the timeline for the tree lighting if you're interested in going. 5 to 6, we'll have holiday stories read at the Jefferson Public Library by Friends of the Library. 6:15, we'll have a sing-along at the Welcome Center with the Green County Singers. Between 5:45 and 6:15, we'll have warm cider and cookies served at the Welcome Center. We have other things going on in the Thomas Jefferson Gardens at the same time. You can walk around and look at all the lights, pick up some reindeer food for your kids. You can write on a tag a tree. The Thomas Jefferson Gardens have done this for, I believe this is the at least fourth year that I've been involved in this, that they've done the tag a tree. But you write a wish on a tag, put it on the tree, and they will choose one, and someone will get a prize. So 6:15, Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive at the TJ Gardens. They are coming in style this year. I can't give it away. I can't tell how they're coming, but it's going to be pretty fancy, I can tell you that. So, okay, so 6:30, Santa will light the tree. And after Santa gets done lighting the tree, about 6:45 to 7:15, we'll have more holiday stories read at the Green County Courthouse, read again by Friends of the Library. Santa will also be listening to the children's wishes again at the top of the bell tower this year until about 7:30.
Well, lots of great stuff, and I'm also told that Deal's Orchard is part of your festivities as well, because they're providing a rather main aspect for the tree lighting ceremony.
They are. Actually, they donated the tree this year, and it is a beautiful tree. I can't wait for everybody to see it. We put a lot of lights on it, so hopefully everybody's going to be able to see it when it's lit up, that's for sure.
Is it as big as the one that Rockefeller does down in New York, or are we going maybe a little smaller than that?
Unfortunately, it's not quite that big, okay. But it's still pretty awesome.
Okay. And also, there's another aspect that you're working with the Green County Chamber on, and that is the Light Up the Holidays will also be kicked off that night as well.
That's right. We also plan Light Up the Holidays. It's from December 6th, that's the night of the tree lighting, until the 9th. Approximately, I believe last time I knew, there were about 15 residential homes and businesses that are participating. They have decided to decorate their homes and businesses for everybody to go and check out and enjoy the Christmas lights. We will have a map at the Welcome Center the night of the Christmas lighting, so you don't miss any of those.
Why include all these different aspects? I mean, last year was a little more simplified. You had the Christmas tree lighting thing. You had a couple of carolers around. But this year, it's more structured with a lot more activities. Why include more activities this year?
We are just trying to make our event bigger and better. You guys, you keep coming out every year, and we know that you guys like coming to this event. So we're just trying to get more activities for everybody, for families. We really want families to come out and enjoy the night.
Of course, another aspect I'd like for you to touch on too, Angie, is this idea of letters to Santa, because obviously Santa's only going to be here that night, and then I guess a couple more times in our community. Not going to be here all the time, but would still like to hear from the kids out there what they want
exactly
for Christmas.
Santa got a hold of us this year, and he was trying to find another way to get to communicate with the kids, because he's only going to be here a handful of times during the Christmas holidays. So a bunch of us came up with an idea. We got a mailbox together. We decorated it. We are put it out in front of the Welcome Center. The kids can come by. They can put their wishes or just letters to Santa in that box. Santa will come and maybe not Santa, but Santa will have a helper or somebody to come and pick up those letters and get those to him. And if we get those letters to him, he has promised us that he will respond. So.
Wow, that's pretty awesome that you got a connection like that all the way up to the North Pole this year.
Yeah.
It's taken you a few years to kind of figure out that whole coordination plan, but it's really cool to be able to get that kind of accessibility for kids.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun for them. I can't wait for them to see the mailbox. I think they'll be really excited about that.
And Angie, just kind of explain to us again, why is it that you wanted to take the reins and continue to be in this leadership role to help provide the Christmas tree lighting ceremony?
I love Jefferson Matters Main Street, and the way that I feel like I best participate in Main Street is by doing this Christmas lighting. It's my favorite part of the year. I think lots of people love Christmas, and it's probably a lot of people's favorite part of the year, but I love the family aspect of it. That's what I love. I love families coming out with their kids. I love seeing that. I love seeing the kids happy. That's why I keep doing it. It's to see the smiles and the happy families.
And then I forgot to ask you this, but for the letters for Santa, when is the deadline that kids need to get those letters?
Oh, sure. I should have told you that.
That's right.
December 23rd is the very latest we can take those letters and make sure they get to Santa.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank at Peyton, here with Angie Reese Heiser. She's the chairperson this year for the Community Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony, as well as taking the leadership role for the Letters to Santa initiative that's happening in the community. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.